What is she up to?
Well, her latest trick is she likes to go into the walk-in closet in the master bedroom, and I don't like her in there because one of these days I'm going to find a hole in my tuxedo pants.
Wish she was shoes.
She likes the shoelaces, but there's a heat register in there, and I think that's her go-hide place. But I keep the door closed now.
Well, that's really sweet. It's always wonderful to hear little Elsa's stories. Anyway, thank you so much for taking my early check-in. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful Saturday. And I'll sign off in case someone else is wanting to get in. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Echo Foxtrot 73.
On behalf of all the net controllers, thanks for being here all week. Yeah, any other thing, if it was like the corner of a piece of wood or a carpet, I just put hot chili sauce on it. But I can't do that on my pants that hang down low in the closet.
No, that's true. I remember you saying a few weeks ago that she'd eaten something. What was that?
Oh, she ate a big hole in my washcloth.
That's right. Now I remember. Has she done anything like that again?
She's eaten a couple of holes in her towel, but the washcloth I had rolled up underneath my heel for when I do my leg stretches. Her towel now goes into the closet, so she can't get at it anymore.
Does she have any chew toys?
She's pretty destructive. In Walmart, you can get a big bone, a rawhide bone for $12 or $13. It's got to be about 14 inches long. She can go through that in 2 days.
Oh, that's amazing. That's really amazing. How far is she walking every day with you?
Well, now that we're into better weather, we still go on 4 or 5 walks, but because of better weather, I can take her through the woods now on the trails, and she's like a charging rhinoceros. Boy, can she change direction, jump, bulldoze her way through, you name it, she does it just like a charging rhinoceros.
I wonder if that's probably quite normal for the breeding, because she's a rat terrier, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's normal. Her reactions are just unbelievable. And not only at ground level, even up in the air, if she hears something, she knows exactly where it comes from.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, Stuart, I got to go. You have yourself a very, very wonderful day today, and hopefully we'll hear you soon, maybe next Saturday. And just checking out here, I will be monitoring as I'm running around getting dressed and ready to go. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Echo Foxtrot 73.
73, Heather, enjoy your weekend.
VE7RPT, Hub, Vancouver, Canada.
Connected to node 55626.
Well, it's almost 10 minutes to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. This is Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Juliet Tango. I'm an early bird, and I'm here taking early check-ins for the Rainbow Country Net.
Southern, Mike Whiskey Golf.
Mike Whiskey Golf. A very good morning to you, and how's Mark this morning?
Well, I'm well, thank you. Having a great morning, and another good day coming up. I'm going to visit a friend in the care home.
Who are you visiting in the care home? You're a bit scratchy, Mark. Victor Echo 7, Mike Whiskey Golf, I've got you in the log, and on behalf of the net controllers, Mark, thanks for being here all week.
Thank you. I love you, Stuart.
Node VA7LET connected to
VE7RPT Hub, Vancouver, Canada.
Good morning, Victor Alpha 7 Lima Echo Tango, waiting for net.
Lima Echo Tango, how's Hiroshi?
Doing well, Stuart, doing well. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I've got a new recipe for you if you're interested in for our toaster oven.
Ooh, definitely. I want to chat. I want to talk. We'll have to get together and grab a coffee and we'll see what we can do.
I take a big, giant potato and I slice it right through so that about no thicker than 3/16 of an inch. And then I put them in the Ronco toaster and it browns them lovely. And then I just throw them in the microwave for 1 minute and I dip them in tomato ketchup and boy, are they good.
Ooh. Now you have me thinking for dinner. I like the idea. I like it.
I think if you sprayed them with oil, they'd be even better, but I watched my fat intake, and I don't like cleaning up the equipment. By not putting oil on them, you don't have to clean anything up.
Very true, yeah. Even just a light dusting of oil wouldn't be a bad thing. It'll also help it from sticking as well.
For some reason, they don't stick at all. They just brown lovely, and because they're still, you know, quite thick, 3/16, I just throw them in the microwave, and they just puff up because they're sealed, and this internal steam just, you know, just finishes that little bit of cooking off if needed.
Good idea. I'm going to have to play around with that. Thanks for the idea.
Yeah, I do my mackerel fish in it, but it's too much of a cleanup. But boy, it's nice with when you've got skin on the fish. It does it nice and crispy and lovely. The only thing is the cleanup afterwards.
I can imagine, yeah, because it's going to be a little bit spattery and then all the dripping and everything down below. So I'll play around with it. I'll see what I can come up with.
Node 5.
Yeah, it's working out for me. I mean, I'm amazed that you can't have an on-off switch, though. You've got to pull the plug if the timer's still running.
Well, it's not the perfect tool, but it's a great idea. So, kind of like the Foreman grill. Great idea, but not quite 100%, you know. But, yeah, no, definitely I'll play around with it more and see what I can do.
VE7RP.
I put my naan bread in it. It's quite. Anything that's not messy, it's very good. Even if it is messy, it's well thought out of. You can clean the parts up real easy. It's just that I don't like to mess things up as I go.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Yeah, regularly when I was doing stuff, some of the stuff was like, oh, yeah, just take the whole, as many pieces as I can, throw them in the dishwasher, and you're done. But it's just that hassle afterwards. So. Okay, I'll play around with that. That's definitely some good ideas there. Thanks a lot for that, and we definitely got to thank Herondale for the original idea.
Well, I knew some people with pubs in the UK throw steaks into toaster ovens, toasters. That are not designed for it, and they say it really makes them nice and juicy.
I can imagine. I'm pretty sure it would. So definitely I'm gonna play around with that a little more. You haven't played with it too much, but definitely I will give it a few more shots and play and see what we can do. And any good ideas, I'll let you know.
Yeah, the way the. The grill opens, not the grill, but the grill, what would you call the bits that hold the meat or the fish. The way it opens up, it's not too difficult to clean, and the slide-out tray, it's not too difficult to clean either.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk to you, I'll talk to you offline, actually. I'll shoot you an email about World Amateur Radio Day if you're interested in helping us with that. On special event station.
Yeah, shoot the email to me. I'll have a read at it, depending on what hour of the morning it is, or I imagine it's a weekend, is it?
It's this Thursday from 5 p.m. until Friday at 5 p.m., so all the way through the night, and it's up to you what time you want to sign up, because I have a bit of a sign-up sheet going between about five or six of us, and trying to cover as many hours as we can for a special event station, so it would be kind of fun, and I know you're a voice that people recognize that people would want to talk to.
Yeah, send the email. I'll give it serious thought, Hiroshi.
Okay, you got it. I will shoot you a note shortly. I think you were at telus.net, I think it was? I remember, if I remember correctly.
Sure.net.
Okay, you got
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, Sure.ca.
Okay, I'll send it in a few minutes.
And I'm going to call you back. Is that okay? I've got you flagged.
Yes, please. 8:30 is wonderful. Thanks a lot, Stuart. VA7LET.
Victor Alpha 7, Foxtrot Echo Sierra.
Foxtrot Echo Sierra. And how's Darren doing these days?
I'm doing pretty good today, actually. Enjoying the sun and that. Debating. Well, I got one more.